from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD, on News Talk 870 KRLA. This is Elaine, your co-host. Today we have an exciting show. I was listening to the previous show about cure for cancer, and we actually have a case today that is a cancer case. That's a very incredible case that we'll share with you. To recap, last week we had Karen with us who had severe chest pain in her sternum to the point where she had so much pain in her chest she couldn't breathe, she couldn't bend over. She's been hospitalized a few times thinking that she had a heart attack. After one treatment with Dr. Tong, she felt 80-90% better, and she continues to feel better. She's continuing to get NBE treatments. We also had Loxley with us, who's from San Luis Obispo, who has also been seeing Dr. Tong for a few months now. He has also seen great improvement in his low back pain, his incontinence, his sinusitis, and he has lost 35 pounds naturally without even trying. If you have any questions, call us live at 866-870-5752. How are you doing today, Dr. Tong?
Great. I'm excited to start on this new station. It's a big station because on our very first show, we had so many people call. And I just want this message to the audience, to the world. Everything can be cured. Something that developed during your lifetime, which you did not have, can be cured because you were doing something wrong in life. And you find out that problem, we reverse the disease for you and teach you what are the lifestyle factor, dietary factor. You correct that, you can get long-term cure. Take Karen, for example, okay? Her problem came from stress. 3 or 4 years ago, she had many, many deaths, okay? She went to the hospital, did all kinds of fancy tests and scared you to death with all the fancy name, okay? I told her the very first time that her problem is easy. She should get better the first time. No guarantees, okay? 90% of my people do feel better, and I'm documenting that with a initial report on every single patient. And 90% of them check, they feel better. Some of them have 3 decades of pain, 50 years of pain. It doesn't matter, okay? You need to find out what are the cause. The cause has to do with the mind not entering the body. As a result, your circulation is not open. In the chest area, that's why you have chest pain. Mm-hmm. As soon as I open that, okay, the chest pain disappear. Loxley just came back. He only have a few treatments from me. He came back maybe 4 or 5 times from driving 4 hours, okay? But now he has seen slow improvement like the incontinence, which is embarrassing. Even for male, just not frequent. Okay, but anyways, he's getting improvement. He's going to be on our show on the 5th. Okay, mm-hmm. Why don't we go to the first case? You know, people with breast cancer. And
yes, please listen. We just want you to know that cancer is not a death sentence. Let's get to Kay from San Diego on line one. Hello, Kay.
Hello.
Hi, Kay. Welcome to our show.
How are you today?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us.
How are you?
I'm doing well today, and yourself are doing well. That's great.
Doing better, right?
Yes, much better.
Let's get right to your story, because we know this is an amazing story. Why don't you give us a little history of before you came to see Dr. Tong?
I was diagnosed with breast cancer in earlier this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And basically, I'm being treated at a cancer center in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, traditional methods, chemotherapy, they gave me the rundown of what they were going to do, about 6 months of chemotherapy, three different types of chemicals, and then surgery to remove the mass, and basically a radical mastectomy, and then radiation after that. That's the plan of action.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, a lot of people don't know that chemotherapy itself has a lot of bad side effects. Some people do know that, but I didn't know that myself until, of course, I'm going through it now.
Yes.
A lot of it, there's side effects of upset stomach, nausea, fatigue. Everybody's different. My particular side effects were that the chemotherapy treatment itself severely attacked my body's ability to defend itself, its white blood cell counts and the red blood cell counts, basically the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I get a treatment, my counts had dropped to fairly low. At one point, they dropped to basically almost zero.
Mm.
From what number to what number?
It dropped. The lowest it gotten was actually for the actual infection fighters themselves. I'd gotten down to zero.
Gee, that
so
means
which means if I'd gotten any kind of minor infection, that could have been, you know, pretty serious for me.
How long have you gotten the chemotherapy treatments now?
How many times?
I've had five so far. Five chemotherapy treatments so far, and I started seeing Dr. Tong, seeing you, I think, maybe after the second one, I believe, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Maybe second or third. I think it was the second one.
Okay, they gave you a drug to support the white blood cell count.
What happens for those people who have such a reaction to chemotherapy, whereas it attacks the white blood cell count more than others, they have a chemical they can then give you that's supposed to help your bone marrow stimulate the production of more white blood cells to
mm-hmm.
counteract that effect.
Mm-hmm.
I had given a couple of those shots, very expensive, painful shots. They caused extreme bone pain, and it really didn't help. The first two or three didn't help at all. Matter of fact, the counts went lower after the shots.
Like from what number to what number?
Let me see. The last time that happened was my white blood cell count was, I think it was like 1,500. Which
yeah.
is very, very low already, because the average person who's healthy one of the meal days...
4,000 to 5,000.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So mm-hmm. it was only about 1,500 from getting the chemo to begin with. And then after I took the shot for the chemical to actually produce the white blood cell count, the counts actually dropped down to 500.
Oh, my
gosh. And then another one saying, you know, let's wait a week or two and give you another one. They gave me another one, and it dropped down to zero.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
So basically, what they were giving me wasn't really helping, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So I had looking for alternatives to assist me during this time of going through what I'm going through so I can get through it and get to the point where I can have the actual mass removed, which is the ultimate goal.
Right.
So I started seeing Dr. Tong after the second treatment, getting your actual acupuncture and herbal injections. And almost immediately I felt... relief from the bone pain from the
yes.
shots that they gave me to produce the white blood cell count.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was immediate relief. Almost that same day I came to see you. I was in there in the morning.
Yes.
I was feeling horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And
yeah.
within a couple of hours we were there after the consultation, the actual treatment, it was immediate relief I could see.
Yeah, you weren't laughing the first day.
The first day I was not a good person.
Yeah. You were very depressed.
Mood.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was, you know, to be honest, the first day I was still worked up on the energy of what the doctors give you.
Yes.
Give you a diagnosis, and they make it pretty grim.
Yes.
This is the only thing we can do for you. This is what we're going to do. And they go forward. And
yes.
There wasn't a lot of positive feedback on there.
Mm-hmm. Also, what happened to your white blood cell count after you had NBE treatments with Dr. Tong?
After I had NBE treatments with Dr. Tong, I had my counts were at, when I first saw it, I think my counts were like 500. They had gotten back up to only 500, which is still just nothing, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
After that treatment over the weekend, the counts shot up to 5,200.
5,200.
So
and then your doctor say, oh, the drug's working, right?
Well, she didn't say that because I didn't let her get away with that one. She didn't say that. She can assume that because that's what they gave me, but no.
But she must make a comment.
Did she say anything?
Yeah, because
well, they said, you know, your body seems to be reacting to the new Lassa shot, which is the chemical they give you. But actually, to be honest, I just had my blood drawn. I saw you on Wednesday of this past week.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I just had my blood worked up yesterday morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now I've been seeing you every week. I think I've seen you about five or six times now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And now my when I had my blood work done yesterday morning, my white counts are up to, it's 21,000.
21?
I think it's 21.0, so that's a 21,000 then.
21,000, that means you're probably having a little infection, a little inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a little
but
high.
That's good. Okay?
But that's good. That means that
your body is reacting, fighting. Exactly.
Fighting
whatever cancer is doing. Okay?
So that's a good sign.
Before,
that's a very
you had no reaction.
Right.
You had no police force.
Right. It was just kind of give you the shot, and there was no reaction. But
okay. One detail you forgot to mention, okay? I have recommended do not put any more poison. Chemotherapy in your body.
You have recommended but, to me to
yeah, but you were too scared, okay, which is totally normal.
Understandable.
Mm-hmm. So you have one more chemo, I think the Friday before the last treatment.
On Wednesday. What happened to you then after your last chemotherapy treatment?
Exactly. What happened to you after
I had my last one that I had was not yesterday, but a week ago yesterday.
Right.
Yes, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was the main reaction, they're giving me a new chemical now, is that my mouth is one of the side effects is horrible dry mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And the coating of the tongue, which is bad bacterial coating.
Yes.
The tongue that happened almost immediately from getting that treatment on that Friday. And I came to your office this past week and showed that to you. And we addressed that. And today the dryness is really low.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, if you were to see my tongue today, you can't see me now, but you saw it this week. It's almost cleared up.
Really?
See, out of my treatment.
But it's almost fully cleared up.
Every time you come to see me, you feel better.
Yes.
But every time you go see them, you get sicker. However, they use scare tactic. So they scare you to death. And
well,
they
give you the statistics. You know, here are the numbers. This is what you need to do. And, you know, none of us know anything about this, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
About it. So we go by what the doctors tell us.
Okay, let me give you the real rundown. Number one, chemotherapy is the most toxic of all poison. Cancer is a toxic state. That means you've got too much toxin in your system. So it makes absolutely no sense to put more toxin in the body when you're already filled with toxin.
Mm-hmm.
And chemotherapy causes cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how can you treat cancer using something that causes cancer? Now, let me tell you, the cure of cancer is known to everybody who read. Because there are thousands and thousands of cases of spontaneous, they call remission, should be called cure.
Mm-hmm.
These people decided they don't want to die. They study health, they study nutrition. Their mind decided they don't want to go. Okay, so those people cure themselves with no side effect. Now, what my treatment does is make the body's healing power 50 times, 100 times better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what I do. Everything I do to you, besides it, little Novocaine, no other drugs, not even vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing that I don't know if Elaine will call you, okay? You should come here next time. Remind me to give you some ionized calcium and magnesium, okay? Those are things that will really soften your... Does your cancer feel a little softer? And this is a little...
Yeah, it's starting to be, you know, because you felt the mass. It's
right.
Pretty firm.
And it's not as hot as before.
Hot, right.
Yes, okay. Mm-hmm. So with the calcium working along with it, you'll be even faster. And when you alkalinize your blood, okay, you get oxygen in your blood, then your cancer cannot spread someplace else. So you cannot die from your breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Really, you can't, okay? Anyway, okay, so...
So, Kay, how do you feel in general after getting these treatments? What are you what is your decision on the chemotherapy now?
I'm still waiting. I don't have to go for another couple of weeks, so I'm still waiting.
Right.
I've kind of partially decided, but I'll call back in and let you know what I've decided.
Sure, yes.
I'm leaning on the thing of discontinuing it. It's
but
especially, you know, after this past one I had with the reaction with the
right. But each time they do something to you, they just mess your body up so much with not just your own symptoms, but you can see from the lab test, which are the objective finding of your body falling apart. Okay,
right.
And also you can see the difference in how you emotionally and physically felt after you got my treatments.
Oh yeah, and that was
a big difference.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. That's without a doubt.
Okay, you are such a strong woman, strong-willed, smart, and you are going to beat this. We know this.
Yeah, the chance.
I know that too.
Yeah, the chance of you dying.
I'm continuing to go, and I'll be back. I'll be there again next week.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call.
Have
a
great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD, on News Talk 870 KRLA. If you'd like to make an appointment, give us a call at 714-556-8664. If you'd like to call us for any questions right now, we can answer them live at 866-870-5752. That's 866-870-5752. Again, for an appointment, 714-556-8664. 8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, our next guest is Bernard from Newport Beach. Hello, Bernard.
Hello.
Welcome to our show, Bernard.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I've been, I had your treatment about close to 6 months ago now.
Yes.
And I received your little note that I was due for a little renewal shot, which I ignore.
Yes.
And I was wrong. So
yes.
I came.
Yes.
And I felt much better, but I know I'm going to feel much better when I got one or two more treatments with you.
Yes.
And what I want to thank you again is my absolute distaste for smoking.
Yes.
How long have you been smoking for?
I was smoking for on and off for more than 50 years. And I try everything in a book. Name it, I've done it. I spent a lot of money smoking and a lot of money trying to quit smoking.
Yes.
But when I had that mysterious little bottle you gave me, 4 or 5 drops under the tongue, first I got rid of all the tobacco I had at home, just in case I succumb to temptation. And then I never had the craving I had before, either with the chewing gum or with whatever process I was trying to. It was quite easy.
Good.
And the other day I was at a barbecue and somebody offered me a cigarette, you know, casual. I say, care for a cigarette? And without even thinking, I say, no, thank you. Then
yes.
I realized, I thought, that the first time in 50 years that I was refusing a cigarette.
Great.
And I used only half of that bottle, doctor.
Yes.
Tell you what. So I should
charge you a little more for that bottle. That's a very expensive bottle.
I knew he was going to ask for more.
Yeah. I'm a Chinese Jew.
Bernard. Hey. Yes. He also had a leg pain, low back pain.
He has gout.
Yes. Gout.
Yeah, he has a very fancy. He used to own
Bernard's.
Yeah,
the restaurant.
French restaurant and all the good food. Tell us about your real symptom that you came to me for.
Well, you mean the gout?
Yes.
Yeah. Initially, you don't came to me for the. You didn't come to me for the smoking. You came to me for.
Yes. I came for that. Listen. I got not only the gout, but I got blockage of the arteries.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's such an advanced state because it was wrong.
Yeah, misdiagnosed.
On
yeah.
That. So now it is too late. The only thing I have to do if I don't treat it is surgery. And that's something you want to avoid at all costs.
How is your leg pain now from walking?
Much better. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, I had a very serious attack of pain on both feet, and I was petrified. I couldn't move. I was afraid to make one step. I managed to go in my car, and I was afraid to start the car because to put the feet on the pedal was hurting. So I rest a few minutes, and after that, I could drive home. But that's when I knew I should have read my mail more carefully. And I got that little booster you were mentioning.
Yes,
so
you know.
I feel already much better, and I got to see.
Yeah,
it
you did not have enough the treatment that I recommended. Number one, how soon 6 months ago, okay? You came in, you can hardly walk, okay? After my first treatment, what happened?
Oh, I could walk right away. Usually I walk on the Balboa Pier. That's where I measure my progress.
After the first treatment?
After the first treatment, right. I feel much better. And after the third one, I walk 5-6 times the length of the pier.
Yes.
When before I could barely make one and had to stop 2 or 3 times.
After one treatment, that's amazing.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. So
I
send that to the doctor who's taking care of my legs,
For those people who are listening, you think we are making this up. I'm not. Okay? We have been doing this for 3 years. Go to my radio show and
website.
I have 150 some shows and 400, 500 patients. The story all sound like this. Let's listen to the next one. Right. Bernard, thanks very much.
Bernard, thanks for joining
us. You're very welcome.
Have a great weekend.
Yes.
Thank you. Same to you.
Let's get Steve from Spring Valley Lake. Hello, Steve.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi,
thanks
Steve.
For calling in. Thanks. We know you're busy.
Oh, no problem.
We just wanted to kind of... Steve is a very
old
friend of Dr. Tong.
Like my first couple of patients, or first few patients.
For about 20 years now you've been seeing Dr. Tong. Is that right, Steve?
85, I think.
Okay, tell us how messed up were you in the beginning?
When I first came to Dr. Tong, I was really having a lot of trouble with my low back and with my neck. And... I had injured my low back, and for about 3 months, I wasn't able to even walk or support my weight. And it had gotten somewhat better, but not really good enough to function and to do my job.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd gone to other doctors and hadn't had any success and was getting really depressed about it. And I'd gone to quite a few chiropractors and different doctors that just gave me pills and muscle relaxers, and it never really did me any good.
Mm-hmm.
But after going to Dr. Tong, I would say after just, I don't know, 3 or 4 treatments, I was starting to notice a major, major difference.
Mm-hmm. See, 20 years ago, I wasn't that good then. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you get better the first time. Yeah. Remember, you also have, because of the chronic pain you had, you developed chronic fatigue syndrome, recurrent infection.
Mm-hmm. Lactose intolerance.
Oh, that's another thing. Yeah, that's another thing. When I first went to Dr. Tong, I think my immune system must have been really weak.
Yes.
Because I used to end up with a respiratory infection or sore throat or something about every 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd been constantly going to the doctor for years with respiratory, sore throat, and taking antibiotics. And I don't know what happened, but after I did the treatments, I no longer had that problem. I mean, I'm not saying I never get sick, but rare than I do. I catch a cold every year and a half or something, but
you're kind of losing us, Steve.
We're losing you a little bit, Steve.
Are you
there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah.
So you
actually, he went to UCLA and Scripps.
Right.
So tell us about that.
Right.
Oh, I did. I went to UCLA, and during that time when I wasn't doing well, I had no energy at all.
Uh-huh.
Just working for a few, 2-3 hours, I was just wiped out for the whole day. And I thought there was something really wrong with me, so I had a lot of tests done at Scripps and UCLA. And... They said there was nothing wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
Down at Scripps, they decided...
How can they
that
do
was,
that?
Well, they decided at Scripps that I was clinically depressed or something. I don't know. They gave me some medication to take, for antidepressant.
Uh-huh.
I took one of those pills before I went to work one morning, and I never made it to work. I don't know what happened. But those pills disoriented me so much that I got disoriented and couldn't find a way to work. I had to go back home.
And now you're working... long hour days, and I mean, you...
Well, now
you,
my problem is I have too much energy.
Yes.
And he overdoes it.
I overdo it, yeah. I'm trying to make up for lost time.
Steve, thanks for joining us. We're going to have to say bye because our show's almost over. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us again.
Yes.
Have a great weekend, okay?
Yes.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. Call us at 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664. Join us for more exciting cases next Saturday at 3:30 p.m. on News Talk 870 KRLA. This is Elaine. Say goodbye and have a great weekend.
Freedom from Pain is brought to you by Dr. Ewing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
Have you always wanted a home with beautiful hardwood floors? Don't let high prices get in the way of having your home just the way you want it. Especially now, because Hardwood Superstore is having their huge summer clearance sale. It's going on right now with everything on sale, 15 to 25% off their already low prices. Hardwood Superstore is one of the largest wholesalers and retailers of hardwood floors in L.A. Hardwood Superstore has over 1,400 different samples of floors to choose from, carrying all the big names like Bruce, Mannington, Robbins, and Anderson. There's also special deals on exotic floors. Don't miss Hardwood Superstore's biggest sale of the year. It's time to change to hardwood floors, and now is the best time to buy during the Hardwood Superstore huge summer clearance sale. Experience their beautiful showroom for yourself. 10,000 square feet of hardwood floors. They're located at 7947 Canoga Avenue in Canoga Park, just between Sherman Way and Roscoe. Or call them at 866-MY-FLOOR. 866-MY-FLOOR. Have your floor today and pay it in 12 months, same as cash on approved credit. 866-MY-FLOOR.
If you've been touched by cancer in your family, you have felt the longing for a cure. Well, listen to this. Stop Cancer is a unique research funding organization that's making a difference. Stop Cancer doctors were instrumental in developing two new cancer-fighting drugs, Gleevec for leukemia and Herceptin for breast cancer. They are highly effective and are now...